Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, everyone. Checking in here with another ad read from our friends over at HelloFresh. Savor every last second of summer with HelloFresh. HelloFresh delivers fresh, quality produce from farm to your door in less than a week. It's great. It's super easy, allowing you to enjoy the delicious flavors from the season right from home. Heading out for one last vacation? Update your delivery address and enjoy HelloFresh at your own vacation destination with just a click. Might have to try that. I'm on vacation right now. That sounds like it's a pretty darn good idea. Plans are flexible, so they work with your changing schedule. We here at the No Bad Days podcast love our HelloFresh boxes. We get one, we cook it up in less than 30 minutes. It's ready to go. And you know what? There's no cleanup. Very little waste, and you get really good meals. If you're interested in this offer, please go to HelloFresh.com/badday16 and use the code badday16 for 16 free meals across 7 boxes and 3 free gifts. I'll once again repeat that. Go to HelloFresh.com/badday16 and use the code badday16 for 16 free meals across 7 boxes and 3 free gifts. You guys want to do something? You guys want to do something fun this podcast?
Like what?
We're only allowed to refer to each other as our regular names, not our nicknames. So Jonathan and Jordan.
I hate that. I refuse to call any of you by your first name.
Yeah, I know. It's kind of weird being back home and everyone calls you by your first name.
Yeah, it is.
That's like one thing I haven't got quite used to yet.
Yeah, especially because of you. Like all the years we played together, like we've always had another Troy on the team.
Right. Yeah.
And they haven't even been called Troy. It's just like I forget your name's Troy half the time. So.
Well, that's the thing. Anyways, welcome back to episode number 48 of No Bad Days. It's the three of us here as always.
Yep.
But what I was gonna say is. When you're at home and people are calling you your first name, it's kind of hard to like pick up on. And then one thing that I find weird is when your family member like jokingly calls you by your nickname, that's also really weird.
Yeah.
have you ever got that?
A little bit.
Like my mom will be like, as a joke, she'd be like, so Tabber, what are you doing today? I'm just like, don't call me that.
Yeah. No. I don't know what I would do if my mom called me Pacer.
Yeah. Like it'd be just weird.
My cousins have just like from joking around with me about like obviously like the whole TikTok thing, but nothing like serious.
Right.
I'd probably be pretty weirded out by that.
Yeah. Anyways, how are you guys doing? It's been we only talk about once a week now. On this is basically just our chatting time now. So
yeah
this is couch talk time.
This yeah.
New Marriott couch talk time with a filter.
With a filter, yeah.
Are you sure?
Through a screen.
We could go without a filter.
Oh, really? You want to do that?
Nah.
You want to do that or you want to eat dinner with your family tonight?
Holy.
Tomorrow night would be the tough night.
Tomorrow night, yeah.
So what, Johnny, what's going on in the hammer?
The hamburger.
Not too much. There's one thing that we all did in common last week that we will eventually get to.
Oh, yeah. I'm pumped to talk about that, actually.
Yeah, I am too, because I was bagging sick. But
what is it?
I saw it twice.
Top Gun.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
But this weekend, I was fortunate enough to get invited to this event in Toronto. It was the Toronto Sick Kids All-Star Gala. And it's a little different from the regular gala that they have. This one was supporting like a specific illness. It's called infant congenital heart disease. And so all the proceeds went towards that. And there were some cool people there. It was the Olympic themed event. So they had a bunch of Canadian Olympians there, which was pretty cool. A couple hockey players. And then, yeah, just a bunch of young people, which I was really surprised at because from my prior knowledge about this sort of stuff, it's usually an older crowd, but this was actually a really young crowd. And it was kind of a bumping event. Like you could buy tables and stuff, but it was more like a cocktail party kind of vibe. And like everyone was just like kind of buzzing around, having drinks, a bunch of open bars, stuff like that. So it was a pretty cool night.
What did they like? Was it like a fundraiser type thing? Like what?
Yeah. Yeah. So
again, so how do they do, like, what do they do for fundraisers, like auctions and stuff like that?
Yeah. So obviously like the ticket sales go towards it and then silent auctions. And then some people will make donations.
Right.
In the silent auction, like they had some cool stuff. Like a lot of it's like sports memorabilia.
Yeah.
All that, like, which obviously it's pretty easy getting that in Toronto. I didn't really poke around there too much because I don't really have the ability to bid on a $1,000 signed jersey, so I'm okay.
Yeah, you're popping
off jerseys, eh?
Hey, you just you got to put your name first, so someone will put it after.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Yeah, start the bidding at $100.
Yeah, exactly. Maybe some hand lotions.
The minimum's $250.
Yeah, man. Yeah, you put $249. You're like, oh damn.
Oh, I missed it.
Well, that's cool. Did you meet anyone like that super famous that you wouldn't have, or that you would have been surprised to meet that you didn't expect to see?
You know what? I was expecting to see a lot of the Leafs players there, but I actually didn't see one.
Oh.
Even though they're all on the guest list there, the two people I did recognize, I was actually, and I only met one of them. Because in the middle of it, they had a fashion show and all the models were the Olympians that they invited.
Okay.
And the one I recognized was, Alicia Newman. She's the Team Canada's pole vaulter.
Yeah.
She's pretty big on Instagram. I think she's got over 600,000 on Insta.
Right.
Pretty big on there, but, yeah, she was there. So it was cool seeing her cause I follow her. And then, the other person I met was, Luke Gadzik. You guys know who that is, right?
Yeah, he played in the NHL for a while.
Yeah, he played with Edmonton and I think Anaheim for a little bit. But
wasn't he a fighter, or am I wrong guy?
Yeah, tough guy.
He was a fighter. We were actually talking. I was telling you boys earlier, it was funny because like we're walking by a couple times and he actually recognized me from the hockey guys from TikTok and stuff like that. So it was kind of funny. And then I was like, yeah, I know exactly who you are. So you don't really need to say your name. And then, yeah, we were just talking and we were talking about that documentary. He was in Ice Guardians.
Right. Yeah.
So it was pretty cool having him, like, you know, watching that and obviously watching him play a couple of times throughout the years and then, meeting him in person. Really nice guy. And he actually helped out with the gala. He helped organize the silent auction. So, he's retired now. And I think he just does radio and talk shows every now and then in Toronto. And then
is he from Toronto? Is he a Toronto area guy?
Yeah, I think he's from North Toronto, somewhere okay. around there, like Newmarket yeah. or something like that. I can't remember where he said he's from, but yeah, beauty. And then he just, you know, and his, like what he does now, like I said, just all this charity work. So it was pretty cool. And yeah, it was a pretty good night. I brought my cousin along for the ride. So
okay, I was wondering who that was.
Yeah, yeah.
We've all met her before, right?
Yeah, yeah, she came down for the
whole. Yeah. Okay, year. I thought it was her, but I couldn't. Yeah. Anyways.
Yeah, yeah, that was my cousin Andrea. So, and she lives downtown Toronto, so it made sense. And I got a plus one, and I was a little nervous to go by myself.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
That'd be a little weird if I did that, but yeah,
just buzzing around solo.
Yeah, just making combo with random whoever.
What is up, ladies?
Hey, what's up, ladies?
Where was it, Johnny? It looked like a pretty fancy venue. Where was it?
Yeah, it's called the Toronto Convention Center. It's downtown. It's right beside the Raptors practice facility, like near the water.
Okay. And,
it actually used to be a nightclub, but now it's more like a hall for like this sort of stuff. So but yeah, no, it was cool. But the only thing, my only complaint about that is, so it's set up like a T, right? So it goes straight across and then there's like a lane that way.
Yeah. Like
what's the T stand for?
Toronto. And like in the middle, there's like this big stage, and the lights that are shining on this stage are so friggin' hot. And you guys know me, when I sweat. And holy shit, I had pitters. Like that jacket was not coming off. So
yeah, that's what I was gonna talk about next, was your choice in outfit, because the boys chirped you a little bit. I'm sure we have a picture to send out to the followers so they could picture this. So what was the game plan with going with five buttons down?
It's the summer vibe. It's the summer vibe. I had to do it, show the chest flow a little bit.
Looked like Johnny Bravo.
I was kind of feeling it. Newly shaved mustache on there. I just got a haircut a couple of days before, and
Pony boy.
First time this summer that I was wearing a suit, so might as well let the chest flow go a little bit, right?
Did you get it nice and dry clean first, or what? Or still a couple stains from the year?
Oh no, our dry cleaning bill is pretty big from coming back after 3 years of not doing anything. So hey, we got all the collar marks out in the
dry clean,
so.
Well, that's good.
Not mine yet.
So. No, mine are sitting down in a pile downstairs, so I got to take mine in too.
Same here. It was honestly like gross. Like it was disgusting.
Just trying to cut a deal.
So yeah, that was my weekend. So yeah, what about you guys? What did you guys get up to? Taver, you just got back from Tofino and Victoria, right?
Yep, just flew back in on Sunday. Had a good time out there. I was out there for 2 full weeks seeing Jenna and her family and stuff like that. So that was fun. The weekend, I spent the weekend in Tofino, which is like basically as west as you can get in Canada.
Yeah.
It's like right over the Pacific Ocean, and there's like beaches and surfing. So we stayed right on the beach, and Jenna treated me to a day with a surfboard and some wetsuits. And I gotta actually say, like, have you guys ever worn a wetsuit in water before?
No.
No? So the water there is like freezing cold, because it's like the northern Pacific Ocean, like it's pretty cold.
Yeah.
And the wetsuit like surprisingly keeps you pretty warm. Like I wasn't cold at all with the wetsuit in the water, which is really? Yeah, which is cool. Like you would think it's going to be cold, because like if you were to go in without it, you'd be like almost hypothermic if you stayed in there too long. But the wetsuit kept me nice and warm, and you know, I got to shred some gnar out there, which is pretty sick.
Yeah, you did.
Not quite the same level of waves that we were seeing in Florida, boys. They're a bit bigger.
But we were body surfing those waves.
Yeah. No, they were, I went out. I wasn't really scared of anything that was in the water, even though you can't see, because, you know, it's so cold that I wasn't worried about it. Fish grabbing me or anything. So I went out pretty deep.
Yeah.
I did have a panic moment where I was paddling out on my board. And the waves that day were between 5 and 8.5 feet above the water level. So like huge.
Yeah.
And I was paddling out and I got caught in between one wave crashing and the other one like building up. So the one that was building up crashed right on me and knocked me right off my board. And then I kind of panicked when I was swimming, because I couldn't touch the bottom. So I was like, and the board was attached to my ankle, and the board took off with the wave. So it was like dragging me back. So I was like paddling forward still with my hands, and then I like kicked my foot, and then the board came back and like almost hit me in the back of the head. So I had kind of like a panic moment there. So I came back in a little bit shallower, and I think I tried to bite off a little more than I could chew on that one. But no, all in all, it was super fun. We walked the beach that night. They have a cool little town there. It's very like, how do I put this? Like very laid back type of, you know, like surfer dude town. Like when we went out to eat, like the waiters or the waitresses are kind of like, so like, what do you want? And we're like,
we grow it ourselves.
It's like a very, very,
hang loose, dude.
Yeah, exactly. It's like a very slow paced lifestyle, and there's not much internet connection kind of out there too. Like you have, you have self connection, but like, it's not great. So definitely a change of pace, but it was nice to kind of get away for the weekend. We had a good time and, you know, took the dog with us. So it was
fun. Did you stay in a hotel?
Yeah, dude, we stayed at a Best Western Plus, but it wasn't a Best Western Plus that the Superior boys are used to.
It wasn't a worse Western.
No, it wasn't the worst Western. It was a good Western. Yeah, they had like a hot tub that overlooked the water. The rooms were nice. You know, it was super, super nice. So
was the water actually blue?
Yeah, the water was like dark blue.
Not get it from the puddle outside.
Oh yeah. So like the last time I was there, I've been there a few times. When I was in juniors, the team paid for us to go to Tofino for the day. And we would, so this is actually a funny story. I don't know if my mom knows about the story, so she'll listen to this tomorrow. She'll figure it out. But they chartered a bus for us to go from Nanaimo to Tofino, which is like a 4-hour trip, give or take. Mm-hmm. And obviously, you know, like we're going to bring some beers on the bus. And this was when we were young, like when I, my first year. So we were on the bus having beers, like whatever. And everyone was pretty, pretty banged up by the time we got there. And we had garbage bags full of like that for the empties. So we didn't make a mess, obviously. And I was, since I was a rookie, I was in charge of, you know, picking up the stuff and maintaining the bags. And I guess some guys weren't finishing their beers. We know about that. You know, some guys don't like the bottom of their beers, but they throw them in the bag anyway.
Yeah, Mariano knows that quite well.
And at one point in the ride, I dropped my phone in the garbage bag and didn't realize it. So I left it in there for probably like an hour before I started digging through them. And by the time I found my phone, it was non-functional. And so I broke my phone. And then, so when I got back from the trip, I called my mom on like my billet's phone. And I was like, yeah, I got to get this fixed. Like, sorry, I haven't been in contact yesterday. She's like, oh, what happened? And then I was like, oh, I don't know. It's not really turning on or anything. So I took it to the place to get fixed, and they're like, oh yeah, it's super waterlogged. I'm like, oh, weird. And they're like, yeah, but it's like crystallized, so it's like something that's not water, it's something like sweaty. I'm like, oh, so like to get the insurance on it, I couldn't have said I dropped it in a bucket of beers. I had to say like, oh, I had it in my, against my arm or something when I was running, and it must have got soaked in there. So then they bought the story and fixed my phone for free. And then I told my mom that story, and she was like, oh, okay, that makes sense. And then, yeah, so I guess she'll find out tomorrow. But
yeah, you're like, it's yeah, I had it in my armpit pocket.
Yeah, I was actually just pinching it under my arm while I was running.
Yeah,
super weird.
I don't know what gives me more anxiety, that phone story or your surfing story, because I was like kind of freaking out as you were telling that, because the deep ocean freaks me out. I don't like that.
No, I don't like going into the ocean. If I like, I'm not, I like going in the ocean, but if as soon as I get out to a place where I can't touch, I'm like, okay, I'm in over my head here. Yeah. Obviously.
Yeah,
you know, it is a little freaky.
And the thing about like the ocean up there is like, you know, it's not as clear as Florida. It's like darker. Yeah. So you can't see the bottom. Like when you get out to your knees, like you can't see the bottom anymore. Lovely. So I thought I was within the range of touching. And then obviously when I got dummied off my board, I couldn't touch and kind of had a little bit of a panic attack. But hey, you know what? I'm still here.
That's a scary thing too, because like even when we were in Florida, like we were just acting like we were 6 years old and body slam waves, but you don't realize like how much you drift,
right?
Like we were like really far away from our like our beach setup at one point, and yeah, then also too, you get dummied by a wave, you don't even know where you are when you poke your head up.
Yeah, exactly. So, and that was another thing, like when we were walking to the beach, there's a bunch of like warning signs for riptides.
Yeah,
and I guess they're pretty common there because of the landscape. Like it was actually really cool. You look out onto the beach and there's like random little islands that are not far out that like are just part of like the, you know, landscape of the ocean. So there's like random little tiny islands. Yeah. But I guess with that, like it creates rip tides down like the channels that are open.
What's a rip tide?
So basically there's times in the ocean where the tide yanks everything out like hundreds of feet into the ocean and then like spreads it out. So in those areas at times you can, if you're on a surfboard, like the tide will just take you and you don't have any control and you can end up like 100 feet out. So they say like there was warnings, like if you're caught in a riptide, you're supposed to swim parallel, or sorry, like 90 degrees out of it. You're not supposed to fight it and try to go back in because you'll never win. So I don't know. That was the part that was freaking me out.
Yeah, that's good.
Because you don't want to get obviously dragged out into the ocean. That's not really what you want.
No, that's not a place you want
to
be.
No, I had a nine foot board. So I was prepared to live off that for a couple of days if I had to, but.
Just like that movie with Blake Lively when she's caught out on the.
Oh yeah. That's the Shallows or something like that.
Yeah. It's just you caught out on your board.
Taver was Soul Surfer.
Yeah. Could have been.
The boats come to save him and he's like, no, I'm stuck.
Yeah. I got my phone. I don't even have my phone. Yeah. So I guess I wouldn't have had my phone. Anyways.
Your phone's in your armpit.
Yeah. You taped like a sandwich in a bag underneath just in case you get stranded.
Yeah. Yeah. Seriously.
He was fully prepped.
He's got a sandwich and then like an iced tea on that side.
Yeah.
I got a lawn chair.
Yeah. There's a waterproof speaker underneath.
Yeah. I like living, like the West Coast is nice because obviously it's 3 hours like behind from where I live normally. So when I was out there, the hockey games were starting at 4 o'clock and then the late games would start at 7. So you could watch both games by 10 o'clock.
That's and not stay up till 1 a.m.
You don't have to stay up. So like that's, yeah, that was the good part. And then obviously we watched the third round there, which is pretty good. You guys want to talk about that a little bit? I can't believe Edmonton got swept.
Yeah,
I can.
Yeah, I know. But like Colorado's so good, but like you couldn't win one game.
Yeah.
They don't have the goaltender. And then everyone got injured. Like Dreisel was like playing on freaking crutches at the end of that.
Yeah, I know. It was exciting though.
The last game.
Yeah, true. It was exciting, but yeah. Goaltending, I didn't think either team really had goaltending. Like, I don't like Colorado's goaltending isn't great either.
Yeah, I guess their starter's out. Kemper.
Yeah.
I wonder if he'll be back for the finals.
I think he probably will.
Not
then, but then who do you start? Like Frank who just won 3-4 games.
Yeah.
So it's true. I don't know. We'll see. I guess we'll see tomorrow night who starts.
That's a tough one too, especially because you're literally going up against the best goalie in the world.
I know. I think our brackets got pretty busted, eh?
Oh yeah. I think the only thing I still have going for me is Colorado.
I have Colorado, that's it.
But I don't have them winning, so it doesn't even matter.
I have them winning.
What?
Who do you have winning?
I had Florida winning in both my brackets.
Oh really?
So I got busted.
All right. I'm pretty sure I had the Leafs winning. So
I'm gonna look at who's winning the No Bad Days bracket, I wonder.
Yeah, it's not me. But Stanley Cup final starts tomorrow. What do we got for predictions? You think Tampa's going to three-peat or you think Colorado's just too good? It's kind of tough.
That's so hard.
Yeah.
I feel like deep down, like deep, deep, deep down, I feel like Tampa's going to three-peat. But that's such a bold prediction that I don't know.
I hope it goes 7. I want to see hockey as long as I can.
Yeah.
And then
go ahead.
Sorry, if it goes 7, then like anyone could win the game 7. And it's, I hope there's just good games, man. Like, cause a lot of the games this playoff, it's been like 3-0, 4-0 going into the third. Then you're like, hey, I don't even need to watch this. Like, they're going to win, obviously.
Yeah, exactly.
So,
Gritty's fan club's in first.
Gritty's fan club?
Yeah. And the, they have obviously Colorado and Tampa. Or no, they don't have Tampa. Whatever. You know how there's the one thing for total goals scored in the final series?
Yeah.
They put 5.
Maybe they thought it was the final game of the series or something like that.
I feel like this has been the most highest scoring playoff, like postseason in general. Like
it's got to be. It's got to be up there. It's
crazy. Like the amount of games where there's been more than like 6 goals scored by just one team.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's nuts. That never happens.
Yeah, there's been a couple, like, 8-7, 9-8 games. Well, Edmonton, but...
Yeah, that game one of the Edmonton-Colorado...
Yeah, 8-7. Like, are you freaking kidding?
Yeah. And then even when Edmonton was playing Calgary, would they have, like, a 9-6 game?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
Freaking insane. Also, too, I was going to touch on this. I really hope Tampa wins because Corey Perry... Third year in a row making it to the finals, hasn't won in in those
I know
last two appearances. Like, yeah, he's got a cup that he won, I think, in what, 07 with Anaheim?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, oh, so he has won a cup before?
Yeah, they beat my Sens out in 07.
Damn. Yeah. I didn't know that he's won a cup before.
Yeah, he won one with Anaheim.
Yeah.
And Patty Maroon could win four in a row.
Yeah, like, that's the other thing too, like, because I feel I don't want Corey Perry to like turn into Jerry West from Winning Time.
Imagine winning 16 straight playoff series.
Yeah, that's just insanity.
You're just the fucking man.
Yeah, he is the man too. Yeah, I love him. He's hilarious.
You remember when we were in Tampa, when we were waiting for the players to come out that we were gonna meet, and like, he was just, did you guys catch that? Like, after he said hi to his wife and kids, he was literally staring at us for like probably 15 seconds, which is a long time to be staring at someone.
Yeah, he's probably like, who the hell are these losers?
Dead straight face, just sagging his shoulders, and then he just walks right in the dressing room.
Yeah. Yeah, he's
who the hell are these guys?
Yeah, he's probably figuring out who the hell we were, and then
who the hell are these 26-year-olds with custom jerseys?
Yeah. So you think, I don't know who I hope to win. I don't really, either way, I'll be happy.
Yeah, me too.
That's kind of the stance I'm taking.
I just don't want to sweep. I want like a game six or seven.
Yeah, that's what I'm hoping for too.
No chance there's going to be a sweep.
I don't think.
You don't think so?
No.
No, because I think Colorado's offensive power is kind of balanced out with having Vasilevsky, because he's been amazing. And then if you wash out the slight advantage that way, I think they're pretty even. Because I would take Colorado's like offense with like Makar, McKinnon, you know, Landy, but like, but then you have Tampa, you have Cooch and Stamkos.
Yeah, I wonder if Point will be back too.
He's going to be back.
He's been skating.
Yeah. I was going to ask you, I was going to touch on this because I know you guys will have an opinion, Johnny, you probably will too. What a year by Stamkos too. What a playoff.
Yeah.
I thought obviously he's had his injury troubles, but you know, he had 100 and some points a season.
Yeah, what a
low-key 100 point. And he's leading the team in playoff points, I'm pretty sure. Playoff goals, one or the other.
He's just a sneaky playoff player.
Yeah.
He's such a leader. I feel like
low-key leader too. Like, you wouldn't think of him as like, now he's in the same like class as like if they win a third one, he's in the same class as like Crosby leadership.
Yeah, like he's like a Messier like leader. Like, he'll do the dirty work, but he'll also bury. You know what I mean? Like, cause I feel like he's like tough as well. Like, I wouldn't fight that guy.
Well, yeah, he got enough. He fought. What's his name?
He beat the wheels off him.
Dude. Yeah, he caught him with one right hook right to the chin.
He missed.
Did he?
Just under. If he connected, I feel like Lafreniere would have been knocked out.
He would have been flatlined.
Flatlined.
That would have been a good that was a good series though. I enjoyed watching that.
Yeah, that was really good.
I feel like, because it's funny you asked that, Tyler, because me and my dad were talking about that the other day, and I feel like if he didn't have, what was that, like 5 or 6 year span in the 2010s where he was always injured.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like it's not like he'd be a better player, because he improved obviously so much, but like just the amount of points he would have racked up, because like,
yeah. Two more 50 goal seasons.
Oh yeah.
Like, he missed a lot of time, and he still has 500 goals.
Yeah. Oh yeah. So. No, he'd be climbing that pole like pretty easy. I feel, cause like when he was how young, he got 60.
Yeah.
Like early 20s, he got 60 that one year. So yeah, I feel like he missed a lot due to injury, but he's come back and like, he's just sick.
What's up, guys? We're back with another message from our friends over at Discover. Now listen, we could talk about how complicated other banks make it to redeem credit card rewards, like how they require minimums, and worse, how they rewards flat out expire. Or we could talk about how with Discover, you can redeem your rewards for cash in any amount at any time. I mean, come on, talk about amazing. And now that we've talked about that for a bit, let's get back to the No Bad Days podcast, where we talk about whatever comes to our mind. Learn more about this offer at discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms apply.
Just sick.
Sick.
Fucking it's sick. Just deadly.
Sick. Oh, Sorry, back to this surfing story. I had a question.
Yeah.
I don't know if this is a dumb question or not.
Wait.
Yeah.
So you're wearing a wetsuit, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
But like your feet were showing and all that.
Yeah, so I had boots.
Does your body under the suit like get wet? Like, is there water in there?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I think I think so. here's what I think. That's not that dumb of a question.
No. It's just funny.
It is funny. It is funny, but it's not that dumb of a question because I probably would have thought the same.
Yeah.
Because like the whole point of it is to keep you warm in cold water. So okay. I think the water goes through the suit, but your body heat is being held inside the suit. So it turns the water from cold to warm, which like then like generates heat. So you're not cold.
It's like a little pool heater, right?
Yeah, dude. So like obviously getting hit by waves, the water kind of like forces itself through like the pant holes or the arm holes. And then you have like water, like pockets kind of built up inside. So like my feet, when I came out of the water, like I had like probably a couple liters of water just inside my suit. So I'd like lift up my leg and it would like all flush out. And when I did that, you kind of ruined the story because I would do that and the water inside would be super warm. And it wasn't pee. So like if it was, it would be warm anyway, but it was very warm. Warm up. Yeah, no. If you really want to warm up, just do a handstand and piss or something. I wouldn't say that's a dumb question.
Okay. Yeah. I honestly like wasn't sure. So
you don't get, you're like, when you take it off, you're not like dripping wet like you would be if you just went in normal. Like it like absorbs the water kind of.
Okay. I didn't know if it like kept you 100% dry. Cause then I was like,
maybe. No, you don't. It's not a big Ziploc bag. Imagine going out in the ocean with a Ziploc bag.
Or how about those, you know, those balls you could go in and like,
yeah, something like that.
Imagine doing that. You'd be fucked. Like, drifted out in the middle of the Pacific, shark comes, gets you, you're done.
I'd be cast away for sure.
Yeah. No, you're done. That's it. See ya. Yeah.
See you, buddy. See you. Yeah. I'd be in, I'd probably float right across to Japan. I think that's the place that's right across the ocean from where it was.
Yeah, there or Russia, or is that more north?
Russia, maybe. Russia, Asia.
I love when we get into geography.
I think somewhere across from where there.
Anything is.
Yeah. Anyways, there's some land.
Who was it that thought the Marianas Trench was in Canada? Frizz?
I don't know. Someone did.
I think it was him.
Yeah, because the band. That's why I thought the band was named after it.
Oh,
or something.
I remember that. I remember this. I remember us fighting about it, but I can't remember who.
Yeah, because we're like Frizz. Like that's the deepest part of the ocean. Like it's not in Canada.
No, it's in Lake Superior.
Yeah.
Oh, actually, a cool story about my flight home is that we flew directly over Duluth Superior, and there was a clear day, and I looked down and I saw the edge of the lake where the ports are.
You saw the glistening Marriott
looking. Yeah, like I could have if I was over it for long enough, I could have found the Marriott and maybe, you know, hopped on a parachute and just hopped out the window and gone and saw the boys.
Yeah.
Even though no one's there.
Yeah. I was gonna say
there's a couple of the hot guys still living there.
Yeah, exactly. So we're good. But yeah, I thought that was cool.
Those guys
Yeah.
What?
Well, their lease started like June 1st, I think.
Yeah, they moved right in right after I left.
Nice.
So if you need any yard work done next door, Johnny, you got a couple guys that'll take care of it for you.
We'll figure that one out.
Yeah, we'll see that. We'll see it in September, eh?
I wouldn't say at the moment that that's on my top list of priorities is how the lawn at my student house is looking right now.
No, that's probably pretty far down the list, I'd say.
Yeah, right?
The good thing is you probably got about 50 lawn chairs in your basement for when you get home.
Perfect. We'll have a party, a lot of seating room. Come on over.
No one. You guys, your house never hosts, Johnny. You just come over to our house and screw everything up and then leave.
Yeah, because our side, I don't know why, there was just something about it. Just
Yeah.
We've had people. It's just never been like.
It's not the vibe.
No. I don't know what it is.
It's literally the same exact house. It's just not the vibe in there, though.
Yeah. I think maybe it's just because everything's the same, but facing the other way. Like, I don't know.
Yeah. It's just like reverse.
Yeah. I don't.
It doesn't feel right. It doesn't feel right.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't. Feels... And I live there. So.
Yeah. I know. It's weird.
Yeah. It just never felt right.
I actually agree with that.
Yeah. You know what I mean? It's the exact same house, same dimensions. It's not any bigger or smaller.
Exactly. I don't know what it. I honestly don't know what it is. I couldn't tell you. It's the same amount. It's like seating room.
Maybe it's just a little too clean for us, eh?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. No, we need to like, next time we have something, I'll just like go get a bucket of stones from the backyard and just toss it in the middle of the living room.
Or you could crunch up like a bag of chips and dump it on our floor like we've done a few times or
whatever. Yeah, I'll stick handle a bag of Doritos and then empty them out.
Yeah. Do that in the hut next year and as a welcome gift.
Yeah, yeah. I'll get a graham cracker gun and just shoot it at the floor.
Yeah.
And everyone gets a free Nature Valley when they walk in.
Yeah, okay, sweet. So Lawson's been down at this NIL awards in Atlanta. I think we'll probably try to have him on next week.
Yeah, we got to hear about that.
Because it looks pretty cool down there. We didn't win, which is kind of BS. Like I want to recount on the votes.
Yeah. Like who else is getting invited to their sports major league, you know?
Yeah, like come on.
Not whoever won, I'll tell you that.
I don't even know who won anyways, but
I have no idea.
He seems to be having fun, and it looks like it's a cool like networking event on top of the awards ceremony. So we'll have to catch up with him next week, and we can't touch on it, but hopefully we're going to be seeing each other very soon.
Hopefully.
Yes.
Within the next few days.
Yes. Maybe.
Yeah. 5 days.
Really hope so.
Really, really hope so.
If we do that, do you guys want to record on the road or just like wait till we get back? Probably wait.
Depends probably on wait the time. Yeah. Well, I mean, yeah, no, probably
we're wait. Not, we're not that proactive.
Yeah. Like we could also be realistic about it.
Oh yeah. That's what I'm saying. Like we could, or we could plan prior to do it if we wanted to. I mean, I know we don't do that really ever, but.
Honestly, we'll probably be like, when are we going to have an hour and a half to like sit down and do something in the middle of the day?
True.
Yeah. We're going to be,
yeah. But if we're all in this, we're not saying, we can't say what we're potentially going to be doing. Cause it's not set in stone yet. So it could still fall through, but yeah. If we're all in the same airport, we could do the airport episode.
Oh my God. That'd be hilarious.
That would be a disaster with picking up sound.
Oh, okay. Another story. My airplane on the way home from Vancouver, I flew Vancouver to Ottawa straight through, and I had the window seat. Of course, the aisle behind me was the exit row. So you know what that means? No recliners. Again? Yeah. No recliners. 4-hour flight. No recliners. So I was freaking pissed. Then
that's a long flight.
Yeah. I was, it was fine. I had a movie. I watched that new Adam Sandler Hustle movie on Netflix.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
It was good. I liked it.
How long was that
for? I like it too.
The flight? Flight? Yeah, 4.5.
Yeah.
Depends on which way the wind's going that day. No, seriously. Seriously.
It always does.
The wind, if you're downwind on a flight, like on a long flight, it takes off like half an hour.
It's pretty sweet.
Anyways, so I was a little bit choked about that, but I had a movie downloaded on my phone, so I was like, okay, whatever. Then the people next to me sat down. I had already had my headphones in, so I didn't say like what's up or anything. So I was kind of just keeping to myself.
You didn't dab them up.
Then the lady next to me takes off her freaking shoes. Okay. So nice. This is a perfect example of how karma works, right? So I'm kind of getting a little pissed off that she took her shoes off. And then so halfway through the flight, the flight attendant comes over and she was complaining that her TV in the seat wasn't working. So I'm on my phone watching the movie. My TV's working fine, you know?
Yeah.
And so I was like, well, I could offer to switch seats with her, but she has her shoes off and I don't want to sit in the middle of a husband and wife combo.
Yeah.
That's awkward. because they'd like hold hands over my lap, right?
Yeah.
So when
were
she
they
was
holding hands,
yeah, they were hold. I know it was. I couldn't believe it was. They were holding hands the whole flight, and she had no shoes on.
Come on.
Yeah, come on. I know.
Holding hand. I don't know what's worse, the holding hands or the shoes thing.
So I, every time the flight attendant would come over trying to fix the TV, I would close my eyes and pretend I was sleeping.
Good.
Yeah, so I don't know.
Your movie's playing in your phone still. You're like this.
Yeah, no, I was holding my phone like this.
And he's watching a comedy. He laughs in his sleep.
Yeah. I just couldn't believe that the audacity to freaking turn their phone off or take their shoes off sitting right beside me.
And to hold hands for 4 hours sitting beside each other.
I know. Mm-hmm. I know.
Not okay.
Yeah. Anyways.
Thanks.
Hey, that was my story.
Can't win them all, right?
No, sometimes you got to take, I took two L's, no reclining seat, and yeah, shoes off, lady.
And yeah, that should be a discounted seat, like severely discounted.
I know, and the seat on the head of the seat, it said preferred seating. I said, I don't think anyone would prefer to sit in this seat. It doesn't even freaking go backwards.
Yeah. Should have flown first like class. Fumes back there.
Should have flown first class.
It's like that one seat on the bus where the wheel well is. So like, it's like
on the school bus.
Yeah.
That those are actually like, I don't know about you guys, but people like actually wanted to sit in those back in the day.
Yeah. I used to like it because like, I don't know why. It was just
kind of, you're just kind of, if you get that seat, you're kind of sick. You're kind of a big deal.
When you hit a bump, you go right up, and that was always fun. So
yeah, exactly. Like only like the beauties would sit in those seats, and on the way to school, like elementary school, you'd have to like wrestle people to get those seats with the little hump.
Yeah, that's true.
You get
the crown that day.
You wait in the seat behind them, wait till they get there. Quick arm bar, and then switch.
You're like, not today, bud.
Quick sneak attack on the school bus.
Little arm bar.
Yeah, the guy's like this.
Bus driver.
Yeah, he's got me.
Did you guys take, you guys took school buses to school when you were kids, obviously?
No.
Yeah.
You didn't have one child? Oh, yeah, because you went to private school. I forgot.
What did you guys get?
What
did
you get, coach buses? Yeah, did you get Escalades?
No, but my parents drove me. But on field trips, that was my school bus experience.
Oh, no, do you live close to your school or do you live far away enough where they didn't send buses out that way?
No, I probably took the bus, never to school, but home from school in high school. I probably took the bus home like twice in 4 years.
Oh yeah.
Something like that.
I'm talking when you were young. No, I'm talking like before high school.
Oh no, no, no. I don't even think we had a bus because everyone lived really close.
Oh, okay.
So I went to a really small elementary school. I think we only had like 350 kids.
Yeah.
If that.
Like private, right?
No.
Anyways, should we talk about Top Glizzy?
Yeah, sick movie. Yeah. Got the stash going. I got to trim the beard, get rid of that to emphasize the stash.
I think you got to shorten your stash up, Johnny, a bit.
Yeah, it's a lot of Fu Manchu for me. I don't.
Yeah, you got to take it. You got to take it up a little bit by the lips. Yeah.
Yeah, because you know what's weird too is it grows more on this side than it does on this one.
And you got to take the top part off too.
This?
Yeah, you see how it like rises up?
Yeah, you got like a little bend in your mustache. You don't grow it like flat across.
No, it's because that's just not the way God made me.
Yeah, same. Oh. I can't grow one.
I can't really grow one either.
I don't have good facial hair though. Like I have... Here I do, like
chin. That's some of me. Your neck beard,
but my cheeks, nothing, and like my upper lip, it's like not even whiskers, it's like hair. Like it's just, like I don't even know how to describe that. It's just stupid.
Yeah, I'm the same way.
Yeah, that's so dumb.
God didn't want us to have beards.
Yeah, God's like, you guys will not be in Top Gun Maverick. Sorry.
Yeah, thanks God.
Yeah, but that was a sick movie.
Yeah, I love how it started too. It started exactly like the first movie.
I didn't see the first one, and I still walked out of there thinking that was the best movie I've ever watched.
Dude, you gotta watch the first one.
Yeah, the first one like gives like backstory, and the first one's unreal too.
Yeah,
I watched a quick like 7 minute video on what I need to know going in, and it kind of like it kind of helped just with like some of the old names, so I
understood. Yeah, that's smart.
But when they were flying in those jets and like, because they're obviously really like, actually it, feel the G-force. I was like, found myself like pushing myself back in the seat. I was like,
you could see them. Their faces, you could see their faces like getting their like life sucked out of them, basically.
Yeah.
I can't imagine like having to be like, imagine like there's a guy behind you, he's coming to get you.
Yeah.
And you're on the verge of passing out and you got to do all these like twists and turns and then like go missile lock this clown.
Yeah. Like, this clown behind you.
I actually have a funny story from
this pigeon
during the movie too.
What's up?
I went to the bathroom like halfway through and we were like second from the top row. And when I came back down, we had like our four seats and then I was in the aisle.
Mm-hmm.
And the people below me, they had the aisle seat open. So when I came back, I went and sat in the wrong aisle. And it was probably like a solid 15 seconds. And it was like a daughter and a mom and dad. And then I heard my brother laughing and I like turned around and I saw him like dying hysterically laughing. And then I look at the family, and they're like leaned over like perfectly in sync. Like the daughter, the mom was looking over her shoulder, and then the dad, they're like,
they're staring at hell.
And I was like,
you're watching, like reaching in their popcorn.
Yeah. Like mid movie, there's like six people laughing and I was just like, oh my God, I'm sorry. And then I ran back out.
Actually, speaking of that, like, I don't even know how this relates, not really, but like when I went with my sister and the people beside us, swear to God, for probably the last 40 minutes of that movie, had a full blown conversation between three people. Like,
I would have punched them in the head.
And like, I don't know, they were talking in a different language. I'm not sure what it was, but it's just like,
shut up.
Oh my God. Like this isn't, and it's not even like they were trying to whisper. Like they're talking and they were talking like how I'm talking to you guys right now.
Yeah.
And in the middle of a movie theater.
The lady also in front of me was shopping on Zara mid movie.
Oh yeah. Not the time.
Like
she was there for her husband's sake. She didn't want to see Top Gun.
Yeah. I saw the foam brightness light up. So I just peeked down and then all I see is Zara. I'm like, are you kidding me?
You know what? I bet the shopper and Chit Chat McGee, they take their shoes off on planes too.
I bet they do.
Guaranteed.
And movie theaters, people take their shoes off. It's like, it's not the time. You're not at home on the couch.
Yeah. Like there needs to be like etiquette.
Yeah.
In everyday scenarios.
You guys used to go to movie theaters with your buddies when you were like really younger, like on the weekend instead of like,
yeah,
like when like I was like
the mall and then go to Silver City.
Yeah.
Silver City. Oh my God. I haven't heard of those in a long time.
Me and the boys would go to movies on the weekends when we were like 14 and we would just like, we'd buy like Smarties and we'd just chuck them at people in front of us and dummy. Oh, yeah. And one time like we were there and we chucked them and the person we hit was like an adult that we knew through like our other friends from school, and they turned around and saw us and they thought that we had saw them first and then we were pulling a prank on them. So like the lady turned around and like stared at us and then she like recognized it was us and started laughing and we were like, oh shit. Anyways, that was funny. And we also, one time I went to a movie and it wasn't a very good movie. I forget it was, because the theater was completely empty except for me and like a couple other buddies. So we were in the movie theater by ourselves. So we just started like randomly playing like tag and stuff through the seats of the movie theater.
Yeah, I honestly love going to the movies.
Yeah, I know. Too. It's actually something that you take for granted through COVID too, because they were all closed for such a long time.
And you just like get a nice big bag of popcorn.
And an iced tea. Oh, I was so happy to be back in Canada having a nice iced tea.
Something about popping a movie theater hits different, right?
Yeah, that does. Why don't we bring back that segment for this podcast, The Hits Different.
Sure.
Go ahead.
But yeah, we got to talk about the movie a little bit more. Like you said, Marty, I couldn't believe that the pilots had to fly the plane and direct themselves at the same time. That's crazy.
Yeah.
No, but like you said, the cinematography in the planes was sick. I actually thought the storyline was good too.
It was. Yeah. It was a good connection to the first one.
I thought there was a couple funny moments like that they brought in for like comedic relief. One was at the very start when he crashed the plane going like Mach 10 or whatever, and then he was in some random town and he walked
yeah.
in.
Yeah.
And he drank the water, and then he's like, "Where am I?" And then the kid at the table was like, "Earth." That was a good one. And then when Rooster saved him after he saved, like near the end, he saved Rooster. Yeah. And then Rooster came back to save him. And then he was running through the forest. And then they said hi to each other quickly. And then he just pushed him over.
Yeah.
Sorry, spoiler alert for the. Yeah.
No. And then he's like, "What are you thinking?" And he's like, "You told me not to think."
Yeah. And then they both pause. He's like, "Oh, yeah, I did. I did tell you that."
Good point.
You know what I didn't know? So you guys know when like they show Iceman and he's not talking, but he talks.
Okay, yes. I wanted to talk about this too.
So yeah, I didn't know Val Kilmer had throat cancer.
Yeah.
In life. That's why he couldn't talk.
Yeah. So he's had throat cancer for a while. Yeah. But he wanted to be casted in the movie, but obviously he has trouble talking. But that's why I think they built that in around his around his cancer. So in the movie he has trouble talking, you'll see he has trouble talking, and it's due to him having throat cancer in real life, but they still had him in for a cameo for the movie, which I thought was cool.
Yeah, no, that was sick actually. And what else
was that? Thunder?
No, that's someone moved a chair in my kitchen or something, or a table. I don't know what's going on.
Tell me recording.
I know.
You're gonna have a red light on. You gotta have a red light in the kitchen that like you can flick on that people know you're recording them.
I put in every room of the house a sign that says "shut up" and then turn it on. It lights up when we're recording.
Just for like a solid hour and a half.
Yeah, you're not allowed to talk in your own house while I'm working. Thanks.
Yeah, this is my job.
And Marty, tell your dog that too, because I heard her barking over there.
Yeah, I know. I was wondering if that was going to pick up.
Yeah, no, I heard it for about 5 minutes.
Yeah, she's just happy my dad's home.
Yeah, hey, what's up, Wayno?
She's like, "Oh, hello."
Hey, what's up, Wayno?
She's going, "Wayne, Wayne."
Yeah.
But yeah, sick movie. Loved it.
Yeah, I agree.
Good to see you posted your first TikTok in like a month, Johnny.
What's that?
Good to see you posted your first TikTok in like a month.
Yeah, first TikTok since our last day in Tampa.
Yeah, good job, man.
Yeah.
That definitely isn't funny, haha, but it's funny weird.
That's really weird.
It is weird. Like we talked about this last week, but it is weird trying to create content at home by yourself.
Yeah.
No, I completely agree. It's just like you're not. I don't want it.
Oh my god, what are they having? Are they playing music? They're playing musical chairs up there.
I don't know what's going on. I think mom's not happy with the feng shui or something, but no, I don't want to use the word motivated, but it's almost like it's harder to get in the groove of it.
Yeah.
But again, like we're big boys, you gotta do it on your own, right? So got the first one out.
It is your summer job.
It is my summer job, so I could probably get on that, eh?
Yeah,
I would.
Yeah, you guys have been cranking out content, eh?
Yeah, I've had three or four videos probably since I've been home.
Marty's been pumping them out too, and
just random shit.
Yeah, it's always the funny thing is it's always the small videos that you put no effort into that do the best for some reason.
Yeah,
for the most part.
I saw a funny video. Well, it's not really funny, but. I saw this video, this guy who talks about TikTok success.
Yeah.
Whenever he's like, people who try and remake trends and don't make original content will never be big on TikTok. I'm like, that's all I do.
Yeah, whatever.
That's all we all do.
What does that guy, what does that guy do? What does that guy know? How many followers does that guy have? Like 10?
You guys all know him.
Oh, God.
Oh.
It's Lawson.
I think I know who you're talking about, but no, it's like It's like, oh yeah, telling people how to do TikTok, pretty original.
I made a video you guys are gonna like. It's pretty funny. I'll keep it in under wraps, but I'll send you guys the inspiration I got it from. It's actually hilarious. It's just like a 10-second thing.
Did you make it already?
Not yet. I it's gonna take me 15 seconds, like all my videos do. So I'm excited to go do it. But it's like, I don't, you've probably seen it. So it's this guy sitting on a toilet in the middle of the street.
Oh yeah.
And the sound is like this guy walking up to him is like, look at this guy.
Can't park your Tesla there.
Yeah, look at this guy in his Tesla. Hey, you can't park your Tesla there. And the guy just looks at the camera and just like does this like pretty boy face and goes. And then the guy goes, oh, I didn't know you were chill like that, daps him up and then keeps going.
Yeah,
just, man, that guy's so chill.
You gotta look at the original one. It's actually the guy in the Tesla.
Yeah, no, I can't wait to make that. I'm gonna make it on something like stupid, and I'm gonna like sit on my hockey net or something like that. Yeah, I'm like, I can't
sit on like a pool floaty.
You should do it. Get a pool floaty and like go in like at the middle of like a major intersection.
And then I want
to everyone around you,
or I'll never have a chance to post it because someone will get fed up.
Yeah. Oh, I thought it was the break.
Oh, sorry. How did I get here? Okay. So we'll wrap it up with a Hits Different.
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, Marty, you go with yours since you already had it. Just restate it. Mine. Yeah. What is it?
Yeah. I'm just going to say, pop in the movie theater hits different. Maybe just the salty popcorn adds a little extra little hit on the taste buds, but yeah. A nice crisp Pepsi.
You gotta bury 3/4 of your popcorn.
Yeah.
Drink a little bit, bury the rest, finish your drink.
Absolutely. Couldn't agree more.
Yep.
Yeah, and 3/4 of the popcorn has to be done before the movie starts.
Usually.
Cause like that's the only way that you can do it.
Well, minimum 1/4, like the previews, you're just gobbling.
Yeah,
there's
like
it's better than when you just buy it and you don't have a hand to eat it with yet, so you just start putting your whole face in the bag.
Oh yeah.
You start eating it like a camel.
Yeah. Everybody does that.
Hey, oh, and yeah. Then, the next when you put your hand in, it's like all wet for a little bit.
I should do that. I'm gonna do that for a video because there's sounds where it's like, don't do it, don't do it.
Yeah.
And it's like everybody in the movie theater ever when they turn around after they get it.
Yeah.
You have to. It's just like you can't not do it.
I feel like it's a rite of passage. So
yeah.
What are you gonna do, right?
Yeah. Boys, I don't know if you've one thing before we go, Johnny. I don't know if you've noticed being back in Canada, but one thing that I have been very unhappy with, and this is gonna be an unpopular opinion, but every time I've gotten a drink from somewhere, it's had a plastic or a paper straw in it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Honestly, everywhere except for Booster Juice.
Oh, okay.
I've had Booster Juice twice since I've been back. They reduced. You remember they used to have like the big straws?
Yeah.
The
really slushy straws?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really wide ones. And now their straws are so friggin' skinny. And I can't even get the chunks of banana and my funky monkey up there. And but dude, everywhere in Toronto,
all I know
paper
and like
straw, don't sit with here too.
Don't get me wrong, I'm pro earth, but like give me a break.
No,
give me a plastic straw.
I'm gonna be a plastic straw activist.
Yeah, like I gotta like I won't go and place it in the ocean, I promise. I'll put it in the recycle bin. Just give me a plastic one, please.
Yeah, it's like you got to sign a waiver.
Yeah.
Honestly, I'd honestly rather pay $5 extra on top of whatever drink I got for a metal straw rather than have a paper straw.
Legit, dude. Or like,
or just don't give me a straw. I'll sip it.
Yeah, I'll sip it. That's what I was doing after a while. I was like, okay, I can't chew on these straws anymore that feel like I'm eating paper. So,
oh, yeah, it just looks like it and it gets soggy.
I know.
Like when I was at the, so at the, are you talking about when you went to the movie theater?
Yeah, too? The movie theater is where it got. Yeah, well, they had them most places, but yeah.
I didn't put it in my drink right away when I realized it was a paper straw. My sister opened hers first. Take two, toss them in the pocket. When you're ready to drink, you put the first one in. When that gets soggy, take it out. Second one. That's my way around a paper straw. but it's still, I don't know. I just hate him.
I know. That's one thing I just got sparked to bring up when Marty said pop, because it's really taken away from my experience of drinking stuff when I have to drink through a paper straw.
Yeah.
And that might be an unpopular opinion, but guess what?
So is your hits different plastic straws?
I had a hits different. I was going to go with home-cooked meals.
Yeah.
Just because, like, we all know we have to cook for ourselves, or for, in my case, Marty cooks for me most of the time, but having home-cooked meals always nice to come home to.
1000%.
Yeah.
That's huge.
Couldn't agree more on that, too.
And I just got home on Sunday, so I've been home for 2 days since we left school, because I was home for like 12 hours the day we got back.
Yeah, that doesn't even count.
No, it's just a pit stop.
Yeah, exactly. Another one, right?
Yeah, that's another one.
Definitely not the car.
No, it's the car. It's a driver.
Car.
Anyways, Johnny, what's yours? And then we can wrap this thing up.
My hits different is coming home after a long year at school and going to your barber's, your hometown barber, your OG, your homie, for a fresh haircut. That's my hits different.
They know I can't relate. I just go to a different guy. I get a different person to do it every time. And then most of the time I'm kind of unsatisfied when I leave, but I still tip them like 20% and say thank you. And then I never go back there.
I'll take you guys to my boy Gino.
There was nothing worse than my one haircut right before we left for Christmas, eh, Tavor?
Yeah, that one was tough, dude. I'm not going to lie to you. It wasn't as bad as you made it seem, but it was a little tough.
That was, you got like a bob?
Yeah. Yeah. No, that was when she took my whole head around to like a 3.
Yeah, and then she cut a lot off the top.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the picture I showed her was a guy with like good flow. I was like, what the hell?
And then she looked at your hair and she's like, well, I can't do that, so I'm just gonna do whatever the hell I want.
Yeah. Yeah. And I knew what to say to make you feel comfortable and stay in the chairs. Yep, got it.
I knew right away it was gonna be a bad cut because she spun me around from the mirror until the end.
Oh yeah.
It's like, no.
Yeah.
Last time someone did that to me, they moved my hairline back with a straight blade. And I actually didn't go out for like 2 weeks.
So you wore a toque?
Yeah, I'll wear a toque in August. I don't care.
I'll wear a paper bag over my head if I get a bad haircut.
They made my sideburns like come down to a triangle. And I was like, oh. I was like, I can't do this. I'm going to have to just shave my head straight blade. Like,
yeah. Just take it right down to the wood.
Yeah.
Love that.
All right.
No moving hairlines back.
No, that's illegal. All right, that wraps up today's episode. Thanks for tuning in, as always. We'll see you next week.
Cheers, fellas.
Thanks, folks. Don't forget to download.
Bye.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.